Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for our Rosh Hashanah Nishmas, our ancestor Vasrib Shmuel. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Tefillah. Chazal tell us, Brachas Naflamit Beis, Amit Beis, Bob Mitzian and Tesamit Aleph, Miyom Shachar of Beis Hamikdash Nin Alu Shari Tefillah, Shinamar Gamki Ezak Pashaveh Sasan Tefillotzi. Af mi shishari tefillah nina lu shari dim alay nina lu. Shinam ha shema tefillah si Hashem isha v'siya zina al dim asiya al techarash. Chazal tell us that from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah have been locked. As it says, even when I call out and cry, my tefillah is sealed off. Even though the gates of tefillah are locked, but the gates of tears are not. The Gemara brings a pasuk to that effect. And Rabbi Chai writes that the mile of the most betfilah is because it's like nisachim lekarbon. It's like libations for a carbon. You have the tefillah as the carbon, and then you have the nisachim are the libations, so are the tears, so are the korah. And Esther writes, she'ikar kavana satfilah hi bedema. Gra writes differently, and that it's like nisachim lekarbon, that the ikar kavana of tefillah is for tears. אז מתוך דבריו שהגרא לא כתב מהי התועלת של התפילה ידי דמעות, נראה שבדבריו מבואר הגדרה מהי הצורה הנכונה של כוונה בתפילה. God doesn't tell us what the toilet of דמעות is. So it must be, it seems, that the God is telling us what is the correct tzura of kavana b'tefila. The correct tzura of tefila is b'dema. Mevu'ar mizeh that you have to cry out. When a person is crying out, then he fulfills the tachlis of eshbeiches nafshi lifnei Hashem. So you see from this that the correct tzura of amida b'tefila is that a person opens his mouth and removes from himself all of the obstacles that he has that cause him that he shouldn't feel a halgosh of dveikus v'chibur al Hashem Yisbarach. And when a person stands up to daven, he has to open up his feelings in his heart to the point where he gets to tears. It could be tears of joy, it could be tears of sadness, tears of dveikus. But the Gra might mean is, it's not that the purpose is the tears, but rather the tears are a sign what the correct surah of amida b'tefila is, that a person opens up his heart and spills his soul, and he's mischaber to Hashem. And that's the concept of kavana b'tefila. The word kavana is like v'chaven el ha-matara. V'hainu she'adam מעמיד את עצמו שהוא מכוון היטב, מכוון היטב לעמוד לפני השם. What does kavana mean? Kavana is direction. You're מכוון, you're directed towards the source, to be מסחבר את השם. The union of bechi, of crying out, does not exist when we talk about berachas hanenen and mitzvahs, like we spoke about in the previous year. Since they are milamala lamata, they are bringing down already prepared shefa. So that does not require bechi. Tefillah requires bechi. Tefillah is milamata lamala, creating this new shefa through the chibur to Hashem. That requires bechi. It's known that there's no such thing as a tefillah that's completely ignored. Every tefillah is accepted. ויש להעמיק בזה שבאמת תוכן העניין שכל תפילה אינה שווה ריקם. Doesn't mean it's not pshat that immediately when you ask for it you get it and your problem is solved. What this means is that since as we explain the end of tefillah, it's to be mischaber to Hashem. If so, since the person is mischaber to Hashem בתפילה זו, הרי שנעשה תועלת עצומה בתפילה זו, ולכן אינה תפילה ששווה ריקם. Why isn't the tefillah shavah reikam? Because the person achieved the toelus. What's the toelus? The toelus was that he was mischaber to Hashem. When a person, for example, has a tzara, for example, he has a chayla v'sech beso, and he does everything he can to help this chayla, gets the best doctor, pays heavy money, an operation is performed, the operation isn't successful. So the correct hargasha in such a situation is that he did whatever he could to get the best doctor, and what happened afterwards isn't shaykh to him. He did what he was supposed to do. And so too in the nimshal, that's what we're supposed to feel when we daven. When a person has a problem, he does his ishtadlis. What's his ishtadlis? He's mischaber to Hashem. And vayter, Hashem does what he wants to do. Gave it over to the best doctor. And if the problem is solved, great. And if not, also great, because he did what he was supposed to do. That's all he can do in life in general. You do what you're supposed to do, it's within your power. No more. You can't do any more than what you can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mischaber to you. You're mischaber kibiyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the shayla is he going to help you or not help you? So then Hashem has his own cheshbonos. That we don't know. According to this, there's a big difference between the matzav of a person before tefillah and after tefillah. Before tefillah, the hashgacha was lefi ma shemagia lo al pi din. A lot of things that depend on mazel. But after a person davened and he was mamed himself, b'chibor elov, he's barach. Beforehand, he was in the regular world of Hashgacha al Pidin, just tolerating a person's mazel and other things. And now, after he davened, he was mischaber to Hashem. Now he has a direct connection. And there's no more middlemen, there are no more sarim, there are no more ministering angels. Now he has a direct connection to Hashem. There are two systems of Hashgacha and Anhaga Mishamaya in the heavens. One is the regular Anhaga of Schar V'Einish, etc. Another Anhaga, another way God runs the world, if you're close to Hashem, B'or Pnei Melech Chayim, like the Ramban writes in Bereishis 18:1. A person is living close to Hashem, so he has much more of a chance of changing his matzav. Gemara and Brachas, we learn that Amarech b'tfilas v'ein tfilas v'chozeres reikam. Also, if you have Marech b'tfila, your tfila had the long tfila doesn't come back empty. But also, the person sees that he davened and he wasn't answered, he should daven again. Kaveh el Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. The explanation is that the inyan that the tfila is not chozeres reikam is because the etzem hu ze mechamat etzem hu tatfila. שהחיבור שנוצר על ידי התפילה בין האדם לבורו לא שב ריקם והוא קיים בעצמותו. בכן העניין של מעריך בתפילתו, אין הכוונה שזה על עריכות הזמן בפועל, אלא זה עריכות באיכות התפילה, ואנו שמעמיד את עצמו להתפלל כראוי בצורה נכונה. ולהתחבר על השם. ומעלה חיבור זה של תפילה אינו שב ריקם. So the פשט הנגמר is that תפילה is not חוזרת ריקם, because the essence of תפילה is that a person connected to Hashem. And that isn't empty. Not that he's going to get what he wants, but he achieved the goal of תפילה, he connected. So what's the meaning of Marech B'Tfilaso? Marech B'Tfilaso is not in the quantity of time, how long he davens, 10 minutes from Nesrei, 15 minutes from Nesrei, it's in the quality, how deeply he was connected. see that in the Sefer Chafetz Hashem of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Karma de mapish brach mi persa vasaka dait de mach de kamar hanu shkol mila mila mchaim bebi yaisir. Vi yarech ba kadeish ishma Hashem lasis tovar. Aval hashtem hashani de mapish brach mi. And if she ever tefillah tzoch she'll shomer tefillah hanu mapish brach mi. If you ask for a lot of mercy. So if you have a high quality tefillah, asking for a lot of mercy, then Hashem will answer you in the affirmative. What's an affirmative? A, that you connected to Him. And B, you might even get what you want. It's well known in the Maharsha that a nes that's done through tefillah is not called a nes, and a person doesn't lose his schuya, his famous Gemara in Kiddushin, that there was this certain mazik by the Beis Medrash of Abaye that was causing harm to people. And came along Rav Acher by Yaakov, and he davened, and he got rid of this mazik. And Rasha explains, how did Abaye put Rav Acher by Yaakov to the situation of sakana, dealing with this mazik, with this demon? And also, even if a miracle occurs, he'll lose his schuyos. So the Maharsha answers that Abaye was samech on the chassid of Rav Acher by Yaakov, that he vanquished this demon. And shemitoch tefilosu v'nizok v'ragos hamazik v'nizok v'nizok, it's not called a miracle. Because if you daven properly, that's nature. That things are going to happen the way you daven them to happen. The way you asked. So we find in the Sfarno, Bereshis 18:12, Atitzchak Sara, Shechashva Shehaya Malach, Dvar Malach, Birkas Nabi Bilvad, Lonavu Vishlichus Akel Yizbarach, Chash Leisig Zed Nizkanim, Birkas Shum Nabi Kiamnam Lahashiv, Habach Rasachar Zikna Rekhi, Samesim Shlet Yilaz, Tia Zulasi, Vimitzis Akel Apratis, or what Philam Nasegis Chain Meitai. In other words, the Sfarno writes, he could be Mechaya Mason through the Koach of Tefillah. Sarah laughed. She thought it was a Malach was a Bracha, like Elisha gave a Bracha. And it wasn't a Nevuah and a Shlichus from Hashem that this is what's going to happen. Because to be young after being old is like Tchias HaMason. And either you need a specific command from Hashem that it's going to happen that way, or you daven. So you see that davening is like Tchias HaMason. And the beer is how tefillah so has so much koach, because tefillah is kol melamata lemala. He creates new reasons for shefa. By being miskariv to Hashem, once he comes close to Hashem, so then he gets in different hanhaga. That's why a nes can happen machmas tefillah, because when you daven properly, you connect to the source, so incredible things happen. And that's what the Sforno writes, but tefillah maseges chein meito. How can you be machaya mason through tefillah? Because you achieved chein from Hashem. Because you connected, created this chibur with Hashem. And therefore, you see, now even an old woman can come back to be young if you have a proper tefillah. So, we still have tons more to go, hundreds more pages. God should give us life to do it, and thank you for listening. We know that we shall continue.